Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Corinthians, the second chapter, and the 10th verse, 1 Corinthians 2:10, God has revealed these things to us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. The Spirit searches what? All things, yea, the deep things of God. He knows it, doesn't He? It's comforting when that gets real to you, that somebody who knows everything about everything is living right inside of me. And I could pick up any of that information at any given time. Now, that doesn't make me omniscient. I'm not all-knowing. But it means anything I need to know or many things I desire to know, I have access to. Because He knows it. I said, He knows it. He knows it. I gave you some illustrations a week or so ago. Let me give you another one today. I've always liked sports cars. Men, can I get an amen? Amen. Women, can I get an amen? I mean, do you like sports cars?
Yes.
Well, if you don't, that's fine. But I do. And I mean, this didn't start recently. I mean, when I was barely old enough to run and get around good, we built a trap of a go-kart. And the first thing I did was try to find a bigger motor and take all the stuff off of it that caused drag, including unnecessary things like brakes and extra seats and seat belts. And, you know, I had a stripped down go-kart with a great big tiller motor, and I burned my clutch up. So that clutch was extra weight anyway. So we just took that off and put a sprocket on it. Just a straight drive. Direct drive. And what you do is you get you a cement block. And it was just one wheel that pulled, you know. So you put that cement block up under that axle. And you start that thing up. And you race it up real good. And then you run around and get in the seat. And you take a stick and knock the block out. And that wheel spins and throws up dirt, and away you go until you run out of gas or wreck. Usually it was wreck because you got no brakes. I mean, that's how I started out. And I would drive that thing and wreck. And I had burnt places all up and down my arm from the muffler, from not getting out of the way quick enough, you know. But I enjoyed that. Not the burning, but the ride. And I told you about the Camaro, didn't I? Yeah. With my aunts in the back, right? We won't tell that again. But, anyway, when Phyllis and I left to go to Rhema, Brother Hagin's school in Oklahoma, the Lord dealt with me, leave everything. Leave it. Because I had a 37 Ford coupe that I had spent every spare dime I had for years on it, every spare hour, and it was candy apple red, and it had a chrome dash and a little roll-out windshield, and the engine hit so hard, it shook the windows when you went by. I mean, it scared little animals and small children, which is just like I wanted it. And the Lord dealt with me, walk away from it, just don't even look back, forget about it. And I did. I left it sitting right where it was and eventually just sold it for parts and just got out of it. Because it was taking up too much of my life. It was too big of a deal to me. I mean, I didn't just have a car. I followed it around with a cloth. I mean, know what I mean? I mean, spend all day on an alternator bracket. Sandblast it and paint it and on an alternator bracket. Stuff like that. Anyway, I did. We walked, and for years, I drove a little weak six-cylinder pickup that the gears would hang. Anybody know about these three-on-the-tree pickups? Sometimes they'd hang up. I'll tell you a funny story. We were in Rhema first year, and we weren't eating that good. And somebody came along, and they wanted to take us to a fancy steakhouse downtown. We thought, glory to God. So we put our best clothes on and got in my little truck. I named him Trigger. My little three-speed on the column, little six-cylinder truck. And we went downtown to this fancy place, and just as I turned the corner, wouldn't you know it, the gears hung up in front of this fancy place. And I had to get out in my little jacket and jiggle the things and get it, you know. But anyway, that's what I was reduced to, if you will, transportation-wise. And it didn't bother me because that wasn't on my mind. It's finding the will of God, getting our training. Well, eventually, the Lord dealt with me that I could have another sports car. And so we got one and got to the place where we're going to get a new one. We got a piece of one. Phyllis is right. But eventually we got a new one. But I wanted a blue one. And we got to the place after several years. Everybody say several years. Of putting God first. See, sowing and reaping. After several years, we got to the place we were able to buy a new Corvette. And I found one. It was a blue, some kind of metallic blue, pretty thing, white top, convertible, white interior. Man, this thing was smoking. I'd made the deal. It was a couple of states away, and Phyllis and I got ready to, you know, to go pick the thing up, and we got and drove all this distance, and we got over there, and the car wasn't ready. Well, they had half a day to get it ready, and so we're not ready. Well, hour passed, 2 hours passed. Finally, they bring it around, and it's a pretty thing. Oh, man, it's gleaming in the sun, and white interior, white ragtop. And so we got in it, and man, I'm so tickled to think I can drive this home. I can take this home. And we went around the block, and Phyllis said, what'd you say? She said, this ain't the right car. Something's wrong with this car. And I didn't want to hear that because I had the same thing. From the time I got there, something had been bothering me, scratching me, but my head didn't want to hear that. Because this car was saying, hey, me and you are buds now. And I acted dumb. I said, what? What do you mean? And she said, well, I don't know. It's just something's wrong with this car. Something's not right about this car. I said, why you say that? I knew why she said it. I had the same thing. Finally, we went around another block. And I said, I got a check too. And so we took the car back. Now, nothing was wrong with the car. I mean, it looks perfect. Not something we had seen or heard. And we just pulled back up. And the guy's, he's smiling. He said, what do you think? We said, well, seems like something's wrong with this car. He looked at me. He looked at the guys with him. He said, what do you mean? I said, we don't think this car is right. He looked at the other guy. He said, excuse us. And so he says, so you don't want the car? I said, no, I'm sorry, I don't. But I had just spied a red one. That was actually the newest one that had just come out. Just backed it off the truck. I said, how about that one? He said, oh, no, not same deal on that one. Now, that one's got extra stuff. And I said, yeah, same deal. Would be great. How about that one? And after 2 or 3 hours, we had papers in front of us. And they said, we're sorry, Mr. Moore, that we misrepresented that other car to you. I thought, misrepresented? See, they thought we knew things we didn't know. But when we told them the car wasn't right, they knew the car wasn't right. I still don't know what was wrong with that car. But the Holy Ghost knows everything about Corvettes. Everything. Doesn't He? Our Buicks. Our Toyotas. Our Hondas. He knows everything about it. And I just know in my heart, if we'd have taken that car home, it was a beautiful car, but we no doubt would have had trouble with it. Yeah. No telling what. Electrical problems, transmission problems, who knows? But you get a bad one, it can go on and on and on. And that's time you could be used reading the Bible or praying or fishing. Right? Or something besides fooling with that. See how many times people have had trouble with stuff that they shouldn't have because they didn't listen. They didn't check. Or just you can have car-itis so bad, you say, oh, don't say that, Phyllis. This is a good car. I don't want to hear about it. No more. Now, what do you mean? There's nothing wrong with this car. What's wrong with this car? And then get in trouble about it. No, he is omniscient. Everybody say omniscient. All-knowing. He knows everything. Hallelujah. What else is he? He's omnipotent. Do you know the Bible tells us in Romans 8:11? You know it. Romans 8:11, if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. Who raised Jesus from the dead? Well, the Father did. How did he do it, though? By the Holy Spirit. Now, do you understand that that is the great demonstration of the power of God? Much mightier than any other miracle in the whole Bible. Much, much, much mightier. Do you know that when Jesus cast out devils out of people, and when he healed the sick, that he said he did that by the finger of God? Remember that? Because they said, you know, he cast out devils by Beelzebub, prince of devils. And he said, no, if I cast out devils by the finger of God, the kingdom of God has come near to you. Finger. Everybody say finger. Finger. We're talking about how powerful God is. The biggest, ugliest, hairiest, stinkiest demon can be driven out by God's finger power. No, they don't tie up and wrestle. The Holy Ghost doesn't tie up and wrestle with some demon. Oh, no. Never has, never will. Finger power. Jesus said, shut up and come out of them. And the Holy Ghost went. And they had to go. They had to leave. Don't be afraid of the devil. I said, do not be afraid of the devil. If you know who you are, he's afraid of you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Deity of the Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1005. That's R-1005. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.